Hi, and welcome to Breaking Autopilot, a podcast about intentional living where I've been coming through some things and just charting out what it means to be intentional about what I'm doing, to be intentional with a thought and how I think about it, and jotting those down. Wondering if you have the same things going on in your life and if you can relate. Today's message, dating. Dating after divorce. For me, that's a year ago. Since our separation. Over a year ago now. And I took a long time leveling myself out. A very long time. I would say from the time it was final to Christmas, I was still on autopilot. Very much so. And then somewhere in January, I decided to begin to create these podcasts for family and friends and wonder about what life was. Then I began that hope and that wonder that you heard about from the first episode. I wonder what it's like. I wonder what else is out there. I wonder who I am. And so I began that 6-month journey of wondering and living and finding who I am. It took lots of work for me. Lots of positive affirmations that I needed. And I got those by delving into the Word of God. By saying, God, bring me the scriptures that I need. Help me to remain positive. Help surround me with the people that I need to be positive. To understand and live this life. Run my race that I'm running. That I've been given now as a single parent. So I decided that I needed to change a few things around. So my room became my positive sanctuary. And I, as an adult, colored pages as a stress release. And they were positive messages. And I put them in frames. And one said, keep moving forward with a bunch of arrows. And I took that arrow theme. And I brought a pillow with an arrow on it. And I put it on my bed. And then I bought a little table scarf that was cool with some arrows on it. And all those arrows were doing was reminding me to pull back and be shot forward with a more force and grace. Then, after I put pictures in the frames, my aunt also knew that I was doing this. And she would color a picture as a stress release for to herself. And then she would give me the picture. And so I have a beautiful owl in my bathroom that was colored, replacing a home interior's umpteen years ago picture. I have a warrior's headdress that's beautifully colored that says, I am a warrior, in my bedroom. And a frame that used to hold a honeymoon picture. And I hung up a child chalkboard and I wrote on there, smile, because I needed to remind myself to smile. I wrote scriptures on post-it notes or hearts for Valentine's Day, and I put those around just to remind me that life was wonderful. Life could be wonderful, and that everywhere I looked, I saw something positive. And then I found Joyce Meyer on television one morning at 6 a.m., and that seemed to be a pretty good time for me where I could listen to her, drink a cup of coffee, and so that became my routine. And for anyone who's listened to Joyce, you'll know that it's everyday living. How do we enjoy our life today? And as I learned more about her and the trials and tribulations that she went through, the many years of abuse that she suffered, and how yet she was still able to carry on and had been so for 40 years carrying on the message. Letting go of judgment from what others are giving her, letting go of that past anger to find some forgiveness, and there were some similarities. And so, I listened to Joyce many months, set my alarm to make sure that I could get up and listen to something positive. Because see, folks, you are what you put in to your body. And I had felt like I had been dumped on. I had lost who I was and wanted to just please people for the years before. And that I was constantly trying to justify who I was. But yet I wasn't sure who I was or who I am at that point. And so again, what did I want to do? And little by little, life became busy again. And I remember making a podcast saying, I want to go into autopilot. But I had vertigo. And after 3 days in bed and realizing that life was missing, I had just missed 3 days of my life with that unbalance and sleeping, that life would go on with or without me being intentional. And I didn't want to waste any more days wondering the what ifs. Was I ready? Could I do this? So I put myself on Match, which in one sense could be like, wow, you're desperate. And the other sense is, wow, you have a life and where else are you going to meet someone? So I chose to go with the second, wow, you have a life, where else are you going to meet someone? And with some positive stories from my friends who had found mates on Match and even married them. So if it happened to them, why couldn't it happen to me, right? So I go on Match. First few people are a little different in looks for me and taste. Some old, some young. You put an age range on Match, but it didn't seem to... People read the profile sometimes. And he'd say, oh, do you like younger men? No, not really 23 when I'm 44. But thanks. Do you like older men? Like 66 and I'm 44. No, but thanks. And so I was responding to those emails. And then I had a friend who was teaching me some information about online dating. He was like, you don't have to respond. It's not work. No one's going to expect that you respond to every email. And I was like, really? Huh. You don't have to? Like, no, just delete. Oh, okay. Seems rude, but okay. Sometimes you don't know what to say anyway. So I continued looking and browsing. And then someone pops up and we begin to talk. And I was doing yoga that weekend, having a training. And so as I did, this person would, out of the blue, send a message, and I began to look forward to that message. And I remember I was in my training, and my training was about the positive attitude, the positive mind, about communication, about breathing, opening up our hearts, is really what happened in that second training. And so I was very open. Open to what? Yeah. Well, later, a month later, I would realize that I was open and naive. And so, yeah, I believe what the crap people say and arranged to meet him. And I was so nervous. This was crazy. You know, that I had not thought I would be with a Southern man for the rest of my life. Matter of fact, I had two of those marriages. And here I was yet again, sitting across from a stranger, asking the 20 questions. And I wanted to just feel a connection. I wanted to know if there was actually chemistry, if there was actually a connection, that did I have butterflies in my stomach, like that the message would make me have. And I thought it was pretty good. However, there were some red flags. And our date was nothing fancy. It was just really simply talking. Simply talking in a public place, of course, because it's online dating. And walking around the town. And as we talked a little bit more, I wonder what was real and what wasn't in the conversation. But the one thing I did was let my guard down and said, I'll trust in this. Well, day two after the date, you think, I thought that went pretty well. I had a good date, did exactly what I wanted to do, walked around, talked, maybe not exciting for someone else, but exactly what I wanted to do. And then no message. So I sent one. No message. I sent another. No message in reply. That would be my first ghosting experience. Which basically means someone's talked to you and then they don't talk to you and it just disappears without an explanation. And I thought, you know, I'm okay with that. Because the red flags were enough to tell me that that wouldn't have worked out long term anyway. And that that date was a sweet, innocent first date to take me out into what a world could be. To let me know that it was possible for me to see myself with someone else, or at least getting to know someone else. Not a forever love, but a today love. So, I was happy about that. So my last message to them was, thank you. It wasn't spite. It was, thank you for being exactly what I needed that date to be. And may you find the match that you're looking for as we just enjoy this life that we have. So I didn't get a reply on that one either, and I didn't expect it. But sometimes you send messages just for yourself. And that message was really for me to say thank you. And also to let them know that life is okay and that they were really being what I needed them to be on that. And I appreciated that. And then we go along and a few more suitors, not so suitors. Then another suitor that may be. So I start talking to them. And mind you, there's a couple on there that are pretty safe. I seem to be, I call them my safe people. And I went message back and forth. And I went a couple weeks with even messaging back and forth. Didn't have the butterflies. But I had some comfort there. There was a message. And I think, you know, we'd probably be good friends right now. And some of them still message just to say, how are you doing? And how are things going? And we never really even asked for a date. But maybe we were what we needed to be for that moment. Maybe they needed just a message. A message about nothing. And maybe I needed that too. So along comes the second interest. Maybe that interest is going to be, something. Got a job. Check. That's a good thing. Got a family. Okay, good. Wanted a family. Had raised the kids. One was going to go to college. And the other was already grown. Mine weren't. Although we were the same age, we started our lives in different ways. I started having kids late in life. He had his very early in life. Didn't make us any wrong or right. Just, in the long run, incompatible. Incompatible for the season of life that we're in. But, yet, there was something in those messages that we kept going back and forth. And decided to have a proper date. And so, we did. Yes, I went and bought a new outfit because I was that excited. And people were laughing at the glee that I showed. Like a little schoolgirl that here we go, I'm going to have a date. A mama who's been focused on autopilot, living life, going through every emotion that there is, fighting the fight to become the positive-minded individual about myself that I was about everything else. And I had a date with a man with a job and kids and stability and all the messages that they said. So I went to the date looking smoking hot. Just kidding. I'm a mom. But anyway, I felt very pleased with my outfit and went to dinner and had a good dinner. And that dinner lasted 3 hours. And so I thought, that's a good date. And there was attraction. There was conversation. And so I thought, okay, here we go again. Maybe there's something there. And then the next day, good messages, fine. The next day after that, the messages were different. The message said, what are you doing? I was living life, my life. And I didn't have time to talk. And mind you that this is someone who, for may have whatever reason, become attracted to me, had texted with me, and was having fun just calling me beautiful and popping up in the middle of my day. And I had been able to have those infrequent conversations. But this day I couldn't. I had to go get Skylar, kids. I had to run by the house, let the dog out, and then go to a family visitation for someone who had passed. And so I simply replied, "I'm living life." And he said, "What does that mean?" And I said, "I have kids, I have schedules, I have a family, extended family that I spend time with. I'm living life, and I'll talk to you later." Well, I guess that answer triggered what had been going on in his mind. And the next message I got after the evening was, "I don't think this will work." I was devastated. Devastated after one date because I thought maybe the possibility that I'd have a second date. Really? You are? Well, you have kids, and I'm not sure that I want to be back in those schedules. Yes, of course I have kids. I put that on my profile. Well, my kids are grown and yours are not, and I don't want to get attached to them because that's happened in the four. Okay, simple enough. And unbelievable. Okay. So, what do? I wasn't so graceful this time. I fired back and said, "Well, you're lost." Because I actually hurt that one with that one. I actually began to believe someone with stability, someone grown, someone mature might be interesting enough to have a few dates with. Not a forever life, but a few dates. And so I was like, "All right, you're lost. Too bad for you. Go play. I'm sorry, I can't be there to play with you all the time, but I have more things going on in my life." But at the same time, I appreciated the honesty, or so what it is on online dating. Take it for what it is. I choose honesty to believe that most things are honest. And said, "I hope you find what you're looking for. And it was nice to meet you." And with grace, I exited out. Except, maybe 2 days later, there was a thing that he said, "Do you just do yoga?" And I had just done yoga with my class, the summer program, and had Skylar take some pictures of the class from the back and see all these kids doing their yoga poses and sitting on these mats. They looked up at the instructor, 44 kids from kindergarten to fifth grade, and they followed me for an hour doing yoga. Blessings. I see that as a blessing, and as I posted on my Facebook, what a blessing it was that I had the opportunity to do that with these children, and that they listen, and that hopefully they take one piece away from the yoga's breath, that they have control over something. They have control over their self. And so I posted on Facebook that, and then I thought, you know what? Everybody asking me a question at dinner, "Do you just do yoga?" And I felt like, well, I'm a mom. I don't just do anything. But I don't have a great answer of adventure for you because I'm just figuring that out. I'm just now breaking my autopilot. And I sent him the picture of all those kids. Of course, none of their faces, but from the back, and a post, and said, "You know, it really bothered me. Did I just do yoga? I don't just do yoga. I impact lives, and that's exactly why I started yoga, and that's exactly who I am. What I do is for the benefit of not only myself, but the benefit of others." And so in those two different dates, I began to realize who I was, and I began to realize that I'm okay. I'm okay with rejection. It doesn't bother me because I knew that there wasn't right for me. And that was okay because I still took a risk. I still faced a fear. And that made me feel good too. And I was authentic with who I was. And so that also made me feel good. So then here comes along another, again, stable, apparently. You know, again, they're all match, so I don't know how stable they all are. But anyway, I go into it once they're stable. And started messaging with another. And then worked it up to, okay, we'd have a date. And then another came in. "How are you?" Didn't work up to a date, but there's two on the match I was talking to. And I was thinking, you know, I have, another weekend coming up. not that weekend or the next, because it's in every other weekend with kids. But by the time that did, would I have a date? And then out of the blue, pops a soldier. And sometime in those conversations, a soldier popped up through social media, an Instagram account that I had, and said, "Hey, pretty, how are you this morning?" And now this is a soldier's profile. So for 2 to 3 weeks, I messaged with someone I've never met. I look forward to a message from not only my match interest, but also from this stranger that trolled social media, later I would find out, to prey on women, to capture their hearts so that they would then spend money on them. I had no idea. This is Miss Naive going into the world. But I thought, okay, I don't know why you found me. I only have 12 posts on my Instagram. Not exciting on there. So somehow I came up with suggestions, I guess, through hashtags. But this soldier claimed to be in Afghanistan. And I thought, what if it's true? What if it really is? I can be an encourager. And that's my job. And for that moment, having the 20 questions and getting to know someone didn't seem too bad. Now, mind you, I'm pretty smart. I'm conservative. I did not share any personal information. I did not share where I live except the state I live in. My Instagram account does not have much more than that on there. And it doesn't have my last name. It's written for my braking autopilot. And I set up a fake email address that had Rebecca name with name at the end of it so that that's my name. I'm not trying to hide that. Which name wasn't my name. But anyway, so I was cautious and leery. But I liked the messages. I liked being called beautiful. I liked being called pretty. Even if it was a stranger that had put up some profile pictures that had him sweetly looking at a daughter. And I began to see that story that he portrayed. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't even care at this point. Because what I continue to say is they fall madly in love. And that's the part of the gimmick, is they fall madly in love so fast. Are you real? How can you be? Are you so perfect? Blah, blah, blah. We, as women, want our heart to be captured. And so I chose to continue the conversation, knowing that real life was going on here. And I would still continue to live my life here. I'd still continue to talk to matches. I'd still just continue to see what was going on. But somewhere out there, I thought, possibly, was this soldier really for real? And I said more than once, just for today, we're what each other need. If I give you encouragement and give you something to look forward to hope for, then I've done my job. If you're really where you say you are, then that may be all the difference for your day. And for me, right now, after going through 2 matches and thinking maybe I'd have a second date and didn't, then you were what I needed just for today. You were someone that said, I'm pretty, that I'm worth something, and that's what they do. But you know, see, since I already knew that this was kind of a scam and I'd already kind of done some research on it and things, I knew that. So I allowed myself to get where I needed to be. And I remember spending one afternoon just having conversation back and forth, and it was like reading a book. Except you're writing it, and someone's responding to you. But it's a romance novel, like Nicholas Sparks kind of thing, written. And I thought, I've enjoyed about an hour and a half. And that's okay, because that's what I looked at it as, fiction, a book. And I even said that to him. And he, seemed like he got mad. Oh, it's not a book, it's real life. How could you think this? How could you do this? Blah, 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 blah. It is. It's a fairy tale. And what a wonderful fairy tale it would be if it really ever worked out that way. If we were both who we said we were, and we both did what we wanted and said what we wanted to do, to grow, to have family, to have relationships, to have a partner who listens, the partner who shows grace, wouldn't it be lovely? and the word lovely was used more than one time. The conversation didn't go past where it needed to go. Never once did it get so raw or anything else that it would have detoured the sweet and authentic moment that I was writing the story with. Until he asked for a phone. I said, can I send a care package? Oh, you'd want to do that? Oh, that'd be so sweet. Would it be too much trouble to put a phone in there? Yeah. Yes, it would. And my first big red flag for the scam that I knew was yet to come. And I said, no, that would be too much. And then, okay, I'm sorry, just drop it. Oh, I can't believe you think I'm scamming you. Blah, 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 blah. Well, got past that. About another week's worth of conversation. It's brought up again. And I said, you know, I don't have any money to spare. I'm not being able to buy you a phone. And can't you use one on the base? You know, at least that's kind of what I was reading. My friends were telling me is, can't you get a calling card? Can't, you know, aren't there other solutions? Oh, I don't know. I've never tried. Well, maybe you should. And then gone. Poof. Just like that. I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen. That's fine. And it was like reading a book and the ending just being a loss. Just being a, I don't know what it is. Just a, And so as easy as they came in, they went out. No goodbyes. No see you laters. And I realized I was blocked. No longer was he following me on Instagram. And I couldn't see his pictures anymore. And I thought, you know what? Good with that. I'm good with that. Because you just realized that you didn't capture a victim. A victim to fall for the scam. That I shared only what I wanted to share. And I took only what I needed to take. And I gave only what I needed to give. And I was okay with me. But yes, of course, that email was still open. And I would send one more message. And I said, it will be my last from my fake email address. And I said, I don't know if this is a scam or it's not a scam, but I'm going to treat it as it is, if it is a scam. And I hope for you joy or conscience, whatever comes first. And I hope you never prey on another person and that they believe in your messages and they ever fall victim to a scam, because people are real and they're not to be toyed with. But you see, since I knew it was going to be a scam, I took it for what it's worth. And I kept framing that. Didn't mean that I didn't going to miss that message. But it meant I needed to live the life in front of me. It wasn't a storybook. It wasn't a fiction that I was writing. There would be characters in it that don't have the answers staged. There would be characters with real feelings. And so, in the meantime, with all of the little things and the messages going on, two people talking to you on Match, and one was trying to get a possible date set, and then the soldier, I was overwhelmed. It was too much. And I didn't really have a lot of time anyway. I mean, literally, when was I even going to date? Life was busy. And so I shut it down. I shut my profile down. And I sent the messages to the two that I was talking to and said, I don't think I'm going to date. That I don't think I have time right now. And then, and one said, okay, I understand, thank you, and blessings to you, which was very nice. The other one said, I understand, and should you change your mind, here's my number, and give me a call, even if you just want to get together and be friends, or just you want to just chat, that it would be nice. And I thought, okay, again, nice. Here's two gentlemen, but I'm closing it down. And I'm going to take a break from this media. So I did. For about a week. Yep, that's how long it lasted, because then I realized I got a weekend coming up and some free night, and I would like to see if one of these two gentlemen want to go out. Well, in the meantime, there goes another one that came in. And so as I messaged quickly with them, the conversation went, ooh, awry. And was further than the boundaries that I wanted to set to go and set. And so they had to close that one down and say, maybe I'm not the match, and yet another lesson to learn. So I even changed, before I opened it up the second time, and changed our profile picture. Changed some of the pictures and some of the messages, and said, I'm not a playmate. I don't have time. I don't text and email all day long. I don't have time. You want a date for coffee or drinks and find out more? Let's do that. I don't have time for a lot in between. And I believe that after the messages, that if I don't see if you're for real, and I don't know if there's not chemistry, then there's no point. I don't want my emotions vested in that. And so I just put it out there. And I thought it may come across strong, but if you know me, I am strong. If you know me, I am determined. And that's okay. There's no reason for me to apologize for that. And so my confidence was lifted through those conversations. I took what I needed to take, and I didn't see them as rejection, but saw them as blessings. Every crazy one of them that happened all in a month span. A whirlwind. So as I enter the next month of dating, it'll be more on my terms. More on what I am comfortable with. Maybe not as trusting. And that may be okay. And then if I decide to trust, then I do. And that will be okay too. But for a mom who's just starting out, it's all going to be okay. And that's what it taught me. And the other thing it taught me is I'm okay to be alone. I'm quite okay just to be alone. That I could shut down all the craziness of the world and be in the happy life that I've built with my kids, my family, that I'm loved, that I'm loved by Christ first, that I had God as my rock, my fortress, and that someday there'll be something, someone to share that with. And if there isn't, well, there is today. And that somebody is me and my kids and my extended family. And I'll continue to see my blessings. I'll continue to watch the fireworks, to ooh and to awe like a child, because that's what I did last night with my family. And the sun sets in the morning, or the sun rises in the morning, the sun sets in the evening, till I'll still take the pictures and I'll still enjoy those and live the blessed life that I've been given, to run the race that I've been given. And I hope that if you've struggled through a relationship and you've decided to date and your self-esteem was not exactly where it needed to be, that you also know that you are loved, that you are good, there is something good in all of us, and that you are enough. You are enough for yourself first, and you are enough for whoever is the right person that will be out there for you. And you do not need to settle just to call yourself part of a pair. Because being single, the rose is just as beautiful as if it was with a whole bush. Take the thorns to get the blooms and live your life intentionally. May you go out and fly and receive every day as a blessing.